This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. I'd like to talk limits for just a bit. Limits. I ended the show, well, I shouldn't say that. The other day I talked about this. I'm not sure where we did it, where we talked about it in the show, but it was a black guy who essentially said that free thinking is for white people. And, of course, it's in direct response to Kanye West. And then he went on to talk about his daughter, who he described as intelligent and intuitive and all kinds of very, you know, good adjectives to describe his child. And it sounds to me like she's an amazing kid, 11 years old, and she sees the world as limitless. And he says in writing and how he's dealing with her, I'm sorry to have to say to my child that because you're black in America, you are limited. And he talked about the fine line that he has to walk every day and black people walk every day. That's ridiculous. And I want to talk about limits. See, because what he just described, or what I described of him saying, is exactly why black people suffer in America. It is exactly the reason why Democrats have so much control over those types of black folks, is because their minds are so small. They're limited. Usain Bolt said, I don't think limits. When they ask him, how fast do you think you can run 100? He goes, I don't know. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to find out, though. He wasn't worried about the limit. Oh, the human. I remember them telling him, the human body can only run the mile in 4 minutes. Beyond that, you'll die. And then comes Roger Bannister. The man, man can never run faster than a 10-second 100 meter. It's physiologically impossible. Now, if you can't break 10 seconds in 100 meters, you're slow. Okay? That's not, you can't even get in the Olympics. I say that like it's no big deal, but you can't be a world-class sprinter and never break 10 seconds in 100 meters. Limits. You have to live beyond the idea of limits. That's what records are for. That's why people do what they do. That's why we keep track of this stuff. And here, black people witness black folks breaking limits all the time. The biggest barrier that we've had for a long time was a black president. And this knucklehead is telling his daughter, you need to limit yourself. Ronald Reagan said, there are no great limits to growth because there are no limits of human intelligence, imagination, and wonder. Doesn't mean we're going to be successful at everything that we try, but you know what your mind can do? It can conjure up whatever. The worlds that we create through movies, the songs and the visions that are created through entertainment, through poetry, lyrics and music, etc. Those are worlds that are more expansive than anything man could actually build necessarily, but you know what? It's limitless. Bruce Lee did a quote. He says, if we put a limit on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. Michael Jordan said of limits, one day you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Don't laugh. Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Limits are an illusion. Why this man won't let his daughter just go on and be what she wants to be is beyond me. But here's what he said that I found most interesting in the article, and I didn't talk about this when I mentioned it the other day. He says that was before he's talking about, you know, her being, you know, open-minded and all this. He says she watched a few skating videos, gave up fencing, and started dragging me to skate parks every weekend so she could become a skater. The skating thing was before she decided to teach herself to play the guitar from watching YouTube videos, which was before she became obsessed with woodworking and making her own guitars from scratch. Anytime she sees a person doing something interesting, she figures she can do it too, which means I have spent time taking her to do a lot of, quote, white things, including Pokemon competitions, comic book stores, graffiti lessons, chess tournaments, ultimate frisbee games, hiking, rock climbing, and lacrosse leagues. He called that white stuff. Now, I'll leave you to kind of determine what your thoughts are about it, but I remember when I was when people would tell me golf is for white people, and I grew up thinking that. But what I found out was, no, it's just for people that need to be able to afford to play it. So the minute I contacted that white ball and learned how to hit it, I was hooked. I didn't see it as white. I saw it as fun. I don't care who developed it. What does this guy think basketball is? Many of his idols, I bet you, go up and down the hard court every day, the Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, the LeBron James, and so on. And isn't that cultural appropriation of Naismith's sport? But here's what he went on to say. One day she was going to some cosplay nerd convention thing that may have been the official title. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was Cosplay Nerd Thing Con. And I asked her if she had her ID. She insisted that she didn't need it because she wasn't driving. Yes, you do, I responded, just in case someone asks you for your ID. Really? Well, she might need her ID because they registered her and they want to make sure that it is her, but it isn't because she's black. And see, this gets into the whole voter ID thing and all this. Folks, this is the mentality of people that not only want to raise their kids to say black kids have limits, they want to raise your kids to believe that because they're limitless, our children, the people who raise our kids to understand that there are no limits on their abilities, that's a bad thing. You need to feel bad because this girl here is limited. Now, I want to just repeat to you all the things that this girl is doing, these white things. Pokemon competitions, which I've seen them. I think it's a waste of time. My kids did them. But you know what? It expanded their minds to understand how that thing worked. I never understood it. Never tried. Comic book stores. Has this guy ever looked at what a comic book started out costing and what it's worth these days? I don't know why she'd do graffiti lessons, but I think of that as art. Chess competitions. Does he understand the game of chess? Ultimate frisbee games. Pretty good for building some sort of coordination. Hiking, rock climbing. Has he been to countries in Africa where that's what they do all day long? Now, lacrosse, I got to give it to him. Look, folks, there are no limits. America is limitless. And the minute that somebody tells you that, you better back them off. And what I would say to this guy is, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself limiting your daughter and telling her that her imagination and the things that she wants out of life are being limited because of the limitations you put on yourself, because you are the person who feels low. Don't make her feel low like you. Anyway, you guys shouldn't feel low because you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back next week.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at FreeTrumpStuff.com. Go now, FreeTrumpStuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at FreeTrumpStuff.com. Go now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm sure on some level, Donald Trump wants to win the Nobel Peace Prize because, you know, he's old enough to remember what it meant. But to have another trophy on his wall, who cares? He's got Melania. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Yeah, man, he's got Melania. He's got those, five kids? Those are trophies. All of them seem to care about him. That's a tough thing to do these days. Kids, the way they're raised, man, it's like, woo, geez. I mean, I struggle with mine. Being honest with you, I struggle with mine. These kids, I tell a story. My son, oldest son, was going to get an award, try to go to Harvard, and it was a contest, and he didn't win it. And the girls who won it, one girl had been a sex slave in the Congo, and another girl had recovered from what they thought was fatal cancer. And my son says, what about me? I'm a, you know, mulatto kid. You know, I'm a mixed race kid. And I looked at him like, that's your problem in life, huh? And it was probably 2 years later when he came back to me and goes, oh, God, Dad, that was a really stupid thing to say. Like, yeah, no kidding. You know, and he's had a couple of these revelations. Bright, bright guy. Bright, bright kid. Reminds me of Kanye West. Kind of looks like him. I'm being honest with you. My kid, my oldest son looks like Kanye West. And, but he has the same sort of sullen attitude. Brilliant kid. Don't misunderstand me. Brilliant. But, you know, got issues. And it makes it tough to deal with him at times. You know, smartest kid in the room. Always told him from a young age, you don't always have to be the smartest guy in the room. It just turns out generally he is, but so what? You know, everybody doesn't have to know. But anyway, we all deal with our issues as parents. In your careers, you deal with difficult people, and it's okay. It's the way things work out sometimes. Anyway, let's talk about millennials for a bit, because it turns out that the Democrats, they say, are losing the millennials. And it's an inevitable thing if you think about what happened when, and I'm talking about back from 2008, when Barack Obama, you know, really came on the scene hard, and he overtook Hillary in the race, you know, took her on the third curve as that gorilla jumped on her back in the quarter mile. He was like, and Barack Obama just, you know, with the big long Kenyan legs, just swung right by her, slingshotted by her. And so Hillary found herself, you know, holding the bag there. But it was inevitable, because at that period of time, youth became so invigorated. And keep in mind what was going on leading up to this, folks. All this political correctness and this indoctrination that occurred. And at the very end of it, it culminates with this supposed black president. And, you know, he's promising hope and change. And everybody got caught up in this vortex of emotion around Barack Obama. It was inevitable. Kids lost their mind. Millennials did. It was like, I can't describe it except to call it the perfect storm. So you got all these college kids. I remember my son telling me, yeah, Dad, all these people are rallying for Obama, you know, and I went, he goes, yeah, I'm working on it. I was like, what? He goes, I'm not into the guy. He goes, I want to be part of the moment. And I was like, whew. But anyway, he was telling me about it, and it was electric. It was the only way you can describe it. It was electric. Well, it's not the only way, but one of the ways. And I want you to remember back during that time, how many millennials worked on his campaign. People canvassing. They came to my house three times. I told this one kid, you come back to my house and you're going to get introduced to my pit bulls. Stop asking me if I'm going to vote Democrat and if I'm registered to vote and if I'm voting for Obama. This kid came to my house three times. I'm not exaggerating it. So I remember all that. And now I want you to just go to 2012. Obama had his record. Kids were saddled with debt, still are, and they were talking about relieving the debt, but who pays that? You and I do, the taxpayers. Anyway, he was saddled with debt, and I could just go down the line and then go to 2016. And, you know, that 8-year gap between the level that the millennials were at and where they were in 2016 probably is the biggest fall from grace for millennials in the modern era, because all that indoctrination led them to say, we won, yeah, and then somebody popped the balloon, and his name was Obama, and that 8 years of Obama, these kids suffered mightily, couldn't get jobs, living in basements of their parents, you know, couch surfing with their friends, can't find jobs. And on, maybe I said that twice. But anyway, they found themselves going, what happened to the Messiah? What happened to the guy that was going to solve all our problems? He didn't. And in fact, he worsened our problems. And that created this big vacuum for them, this big void. And that chasm is now able to be taken advantage of by the Republicans. And here's what a poll said. Democrats lose ground with millennials. Enthusiasm for the Democrat Party is waning among young voters, so-called millennials, as its candidates head into the critical midterm congressional elections, according to Reuters Ipsos National Poll, opinion poll. The online survey of more than 16,000 registered voters ages 18 to 34 show their support for the Democrats over the Republicans for Congress slipped by about 9 percentage points over the past 2 years to 46% overall. Now, let me tell you that again. 16,000 registered voters 18 to 34 that says that they slipped in their love of the Democrats by 9 points. 46%. And they say they increasingly say the Republican Party is a better steward of the economy. Although nearly two of the three young voters polled said they do not like Republican President Donald Trump, their distaste for him doesn't extend to all Republicans or translate directly. Now, I'm going to tell you what that poll is saying. It's saying that the mind games being played about Trump, oh, he's a racist, he's this, he's that, may be working to some degree at the reptilian brain level, you know, they're just repetitive. He's a racist. He's this. He's a womanizer. But at that thinking level of the brain, where that cognitive part comes in, they're going, but wait a minute. Democrats haven't done anything. The economy's doing better. I've got a job. I've got mobility. I'm finally moving out of my parents' house. I've got a little cash in my pocket and so on and so forth. Anyway, they say that presents a problem for Democrats who come to count on millennials as a core constituency and will need all the loyalty they can get to achieve a net gain of 23 seats that they need to capture the Senate. Now, I told you guys the Democrats aren't going to capture the Senate. This is yet another sign. A 9-point dip. By the time this election rolls around, that'll be an 11 or 12 point dip. That is significant. Let me ask you, do you think they're going to win back the millennials, and how are they going to do it? I'm just curious. We'll find out soon, won't we?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG. Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is it possible to be lonely in America? What in the world are you talking about? How is it possible to be lonely anywhere these days? Are you kidding me? Come on, we've got, at least 10, 15 different ways to reach out to one another. You know what I'm saying? What? We've got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of instant messaging things. We've got Pinterest and I mean, it used to be when you only had, what was the one? It was the one that went out of business, kind of. Nobody uses anymore, where all the musicians go. You had that. You've got teapartycommunity.org. Did I mention that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. And yet I read this article after showcasing all the different ways that we can communicate with one another, which, by the way, also means face-to-face. You know, those encounters that we used to have that we used to plan. Hey, we're all going to go over to so-and-so's house on the weekend. Going to see grandma. Now we just Skype with her. Right? Oh, thought of another one. There we go, Skype. And there's a host of other ones. Do you find yourself feeling closer sometimes to people you know on social media than your own family? I do. I find myself having these social media friends in don't even realize, you know, am I still friends with the people that I actually know? People on social media, Kevin, hey, if you happen to be in Atlanta, man, come on over. I'll make barbecue for you. Stay at the house. No kidding. Let's go. Meet up. Let's have a drink. Blah, blah, blah. And then with friends, I'm going, okay, well, who do I know in Atlanta that I went to school with? Let me think. We don't even keep the information handy like it used to be in the past. Remember, my grandmother had an address book. And I swear to you, that thing was tattered and worn. It was sun-beaten. It was oil. You know, see how that ink would get oily? And then it kind of bleeds into the page where you could barely read it. I'm telling you, my grandmother must have 15, 20 different little books where she kept people's information. And she'd have 3 of them in her big old carry purse. And everywhere we went, she'd look through. And she'd have to look through them. Put her glasses on. Thumb through them if we went to town. I thought Ada lived. I know Ada lived here. I can't remember. You know, she'd be thumbing through trying to find Ada's phone number. So we could find a payphone to call Ada and Charles. You know, or Chris and Cleve. I remember it. She didn't have a repository that had all the information there where she could scroll. And then she could keep all 2,000 people in there and forget who they are. Here's the thing. families, you knew a finite number of people, and you knew them kind of well. You might meet other folks and get together from time to time, but your circle of friends, I would say once a quarter, we would see Chris and Cleve. And it was a planned thing. And they had a daughter named Joanne who was pretty. She was my babysitter, me and my brother's babysitter. But once a quarter, we'd go to San Antonio, and instead of staying at my aunt and uncle's house, my grandmother's sister, we'd stay with Chris and Cleve. Or at the very least, my grandmother would say, well, I got to go over and you got to go visit Chris and Cleve. But nowadays, we don't have that. I mean, I don't believe we do. Sure, there's a couple of people that you know pretty well, but I'm saying I got friends from high school, relationships that go back, you know, a lot of years. Never seen them. But I'll meet somebody that I've known virtually for 5 years, and, hey, I'm going to be in so-and-so, and we go out for drinks, usually with a bunch of people, or, you know, certainly because it's politically motivated, a lot of these people are at different events, and, yo, Kevin. And then if they're coming through my town, then they're like, I'm going to be in your town, man. Okay, well, Gary, let's get together, you know. That's what happened with me and Travis. Travis was on his way to a concert. And suddenly, he's like, yo, Kev, I'm going to be in. I saw he was coming. I was like, hey, Travis, if you got to go from where you are to get to California, you might be coming through Phoenix. I am. All right, dude, let's get together. Okay, bro, let's do it. Boom. We went out to steak dinner. Had a great time. I'm going to be in Atlanta. Travis says, hey, man, if you let me know when you're in Atlanta, I'll try to get there and blah, 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 meet the fam. Okay, cool. So we're setting that up right now. But there you go. Guy, don't know that well, but we've become buddies. They say we're lonely. The evaluation of loneliness was measured by a score of 43 or higher on the UCLA Loneliness Scale, a 20-item questionnaire developed to assess subjective feelings of loneliness as well as social isolation. The UCLA Loneliness Scale is frequently referenced in an acknowledged academic measure used to gauge loneliness. So this is official. Yeah, this is a, you can set the atomic clock by the loneliness scale here. If you believe you're lonely, go take the test and figure out where on the scale you are. But they surveyed more than 20,000 U.S. adults ages 18 or older. And here are the alarming findings. Nearly half of Americans report sometimes or always feeling lonely, 46%, or left out, 47%. I will tell you right now, I am never in that group. When I'm alone, I actually feel pretty good because I'm always around people. So to be alone is like, whoa, this is good. I'm not on stage. I'm not trying to do anything for anybody. Nothing. I like being alone. Here's another stat. 1 in 4 Americans, 27%, rarely or never feel as though there are people who really understand them. 27% don't feel understood. They feel misunderstood, I would presume, right? 1 in 4, 27%. 2 in 5 Americans sometimes or always feel their relationships are not meaningful. 43%. Another 43% say that they are isolated from others. Is this the world we've created or is this the world that they just live in? How do you isolate? You know what? Here's what's interesting. If you go to a big city and you look at one of these big apartment buildings and very few people actually know each other, they'll see each other in passing, no conversation. The reason why I can tell you this, for quite a few reasons, but one recently I was with a friend of mine. I was in Chicago and he and I were roommates years ago and go to his apartment. He's in a high rise, beautiful building, beautiful place. And we passed 3 or 4 people that, you know, they pass each other every day. I didn't see a single one of them acknowledge the other like, hey, neighbor, what are you doing? Oh, man, yeah, that new bar opened up down the street or anything like that. There was no conversation. He was about to walk his dog. Another girl, I want to say she was an Indian girl. She was walking her dog. And then there were other people just coming in and out. And the only one that everybody spoke to was the security person. And it was a black lady who was a security person. But other than that, to each other, none, nothing. Anyway, they say 1 in 5 people rarely or never feel close to people or feel like they can talk or feel like there are people they can talk to, 18%. So 20% say they rarely feel or never feel close to people, and 18% feel like there are people that there are people they can talk to. There are never rarely feel like there are people they can talk to. I'll get it out. So again, why? You know, so one of the things I used to do with my kids, when people would come up to them and they'd introduce themselves to me, right, and I'd say, okay, and I'd introduce my son. Okay, sons, meet so-and-so. And they had to look them in the eye, pleasure to meet you, sir, and shake their hand. And then there were times where they'd say something like, hey, you think those kids will play with me, Dad? And I'd go, go ask them. Ah, it's okay. No, you brought it up. Go ask. You're going to learn how to interact with people. It isn't that difficult. Loneliness in America. Loneliness with all the ways for you to make friends, all the dating sites, and even the ones that don't. There are sites that just say you want to meet people to be friends with. What about the ones, these sites that say, hey, we're all going to be doing a hiker, you know, a hiker's thing, or we're going to do Pilates in the park, or, you know, we're a restaurant group and we go check out new restaurants. All the clever ways that people have essentially created for people to interact. Consider what it was years ago when people barely got to see each other. You go to town once a week, or you go to the city once a week or once a month. You live so far out, nobody came to visit. And we got all this way to interact, and people don't want to interact. Let's see, Americans who live with others are less likely to be lonely. And that makes sense. I mean, even on just a basic level. Only around half of Americans, 53%, have meaningful in-person social interactions, such as having an extended conversation with a friend or quality time with a family on a daily basis. That is just sacrilege. Man, do you know how much you get out of understanding people and asking questions and being curious about them? Wow. Generation Z, adults 18 to 22, the loneliest generation, claim to be in worse health than their older generations. I believe that. These are kids that don't know hard work, wouldn't know if it came and bit them in the crotch. You know, everybody else worked hard for a living, you know, took a breather off to, and couldn't wait to go interact with their family and friends and loved ones. Interesting study. Be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Christianity under attack every single day of your life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats often talk about civility. They talk about, you know, let's all listen to each other. Let's, understand one another, etc. And I don't get what they don't understand about Christians. Be true to yourself, help others, make each day your masterpiece, make friendship a fine art, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible, build a shelter against a rainy day, give thanks for your blessings, and pray for guidance every day. That was what John Wooden one of the most successful basketball coaches and successful human beings alive said. A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education, said Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all problems men face, said Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. And yet, with all the knowledge that that has been imparted by the Bible, it is one of the most disparaged books among the left, to the point where Tennessee took it off as its main book, as a book of the state, and made 50 Shades of Grey their state book or something crazy. And I'm going to get to what another state is doing with the Bible. But before I get into that, I want to tell you how you're under attack with this idea of being good people. I don't understand how people want to attack good people. It just goes to show you how much evil there is in the world when there are people out there doing good and somebody says, don't you let people know that you're doing good. Don't you let people know that you live by a high moral standard. You know, that you ethics rules your life and so on and so forth. You're just being too sanctimonious, you Bible thumpers. Let us believe that we're just as equally good as you, even though we don't pray to a higher power. We don't believe in anything beyond ourselves. We can be self-indulgent, and you better respect that. You better respect the evil in us. Look, folks, I get it. You're going to go out and do bad things, and you don't want to have to think about the consequences. Congratulations. But that doesn't mean I have to accept it. A lady wore a t-shirt, Chris Burrell. She wore a t-shirt to school, a shirt, I should say. It reminded her of her 11-year-old a kid named Aubrey Nicholas. And the t-shirt was part of a fundraiser for the girl, a young dancer who was diagnosed with a rare inoperable brain tumor. The little girl's going to die. And the t-shirt read, "Just Pray." And the Mobile County Public Schools, Public School Superintendent, Martha Peake, said the school principal was just following protocol when the principal sent the teacher home for wearing a shirt dedicated to a little girl who's dying, and the shirt read, "Just Pray." You get it? That's all it took to trigger all these things that say, you can't wear that kind of a thing at school. How dare you tell people to pray? How dare you tell people to have faith? But if it had said, "Just Hope," that would have been okay. If it had said, "The change we believe in," or what was Obama say? Anything associated with Obama would have been cool. As long as you were praying to something that they were accepting of, hey, just pray. You know, it would have been okay. Just Obama. If it had said, "Pray that Obama, you know, has a great life," she could have worn it. I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt in my mind that nobody would complain if it said something that praised Obama or praised the Democrats or praised some crazy ideology of leftism. It would have been okay. That's where we are in this life. So this is ridiculous. Just pray for a little girl. Anyway, I want to go into this banning of the Bible. I'm not even surprised that this is happening. And I'm certainly not surprised where it's happening. What should surprise us is that it's happening. Because this is, yet again, one of these slippery, these small little iterative steps that can just keep adding up. And the good news is,
the good news Bible.
Well, the good news is that we are, I hope, finally beginning to see this stuff and understand the magnitude. Because, folks, I'm telling you, I don't get to come on this radio show to
make you feel like, you know, ooh, the world is falling and all that. I'm just making you aware of what's going on and telling you guys, don't think that these other people are out there resting. They are not resting. You better get in the game. I understand, look, you have obligations. You got, you know, you got to pay your bills. You got, you're raising your kids or your grandkids, or you want to spend time with family and friends, or you're running a business, or you got a job and you take it seriously, and so on and so forth. But you're going to have to peel off a little bit of that time every day of your life and dedicate it to something bigger than you. And I'm not talking about going and working at the food bank, which I'm happy if you do those types of things. I'm talking about getting in this fight. I don't know what your cause is. I don't know what your passion is, but you have it. And as an educator, and you're going to the Black Sphere University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson, you better understand I'm teaching you what to do. There are over 60 million of us in this country that are fighting back. And I will tell you, there are more of us plugged in than they are. Their side isn't fighting the way at the level that we are. I'm talking about down at the grassroots level. Their side doesn't fight like we do. They don't have the people. They've got a small amount of troublemakers that appear larger than they are. It's like that mirror in your car, that rearview mirror. It appear big, but they're not that big. So what you've got to do is you've got to take a little piece of whatever it is that you're passionate. And I hope you find it, whether it's a passion for children or it's a passion for the elderly or it's a passion for protecting America in whatever form. Or I'm just saying, I don't know whether it's tax reform or whatever, but whatever it is, you got to get involved. You got to get involved with some kind of a group. If it's about Christianity, you better get in there and start fighting on behalf of Christians. And I'm not talking about picking up arms, but I'm talking about when somebody mentions something that's anti-Christian, banning the Bible, you should be all sending out something to every one of your California friends going, how could you possibly be looking to ban the Bible? Here's a story. Sales of the Holy Bible and biblical-based teaching is set to be banned in California in the near future, thanks to Jerry Brown and the State Assembly, who've combined to force a bill through the State Assembly that claims the Bible promotes hate speech against gays, lesbians, and transgender people. Yet again, more of the LGBT agenda that's infusing itself in the body politic because somebody says, oh, this book teaches that my lifestyle is wrong. Well, first of all, the Bible is if you want to dismiss what the Bible says, that's fine. Look, I don't know that the LGBT sin is any worse than any other sin. But I'll tell you this, if you think that God is going to embrace your sin, you're wrong. Look, it's a carnal thing to want what you want, whether you're man, woman, or whatever. It isn't about... let me put it a different way. God, if you love another woman or another man, as a man, you know, in other words, man loving man, loving woman, only God has a problem with the love part of it. And quite honestly, I'm not going to speak for God here, other than to tell you that God doesn't see men with men and women with women, but He sees it as a sin. So the Bible teaches it's a sin, but it's no bigger a sin than any other sin. So why leftists are so caught up in, you know, the Bible talks about sin, lying. Okay, if you're a liar and the Bible's talking about lying, the
Bible shouldn't be telling me what to do. I don't want to be a liar. You know, lying should be okay. Lying is not okay. And man sleeping with man, God, could we get a noisier studio here, guys? Man sleeping with man, woman sleeping with woman is a sin. Period. And it's not going to be condoned any more than murder would be condoned. Now, what you can do is you can ask for forgiveness for your sin. Period. But it isn't any big deal. But man, these people go crazy over this. Now they got Assembly Bill 2943 threatening the freedom of religion, the First Amendment rights of Christians in California, and they're using the state's consumer fraud statute in order to restrict this religious freedom. It seeks to ban sales of the Bibles because it includes verses that fall outside of what Jerry Brown considers, quote, acceptable teaching on sexuality issues. This guy wants to become God of California. Jerry Brown, that is.
moonbeam. California, you people need to wake up. You are far gone.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.